The holiday season is upon us, and for many that means, among other things, time to shop. This is Lisa Berry, and although it's important to shop local, especially during a pandemic, a lot of online shopping is no doubt taking place. So here to provide some insight into that is June Lee, Associate Professor of Technology and Operations at the University of Michigan Ross School of Business. Thanks for talking with us.
Thank you.
How is the holiday shopping looking so far this year?
Yeah, the holiday shopping, as expected, store traffic has significantly decreased while people spend most of time at home. But online shopping significantly increased this year, hitting a record high of $9 billion, which is about a 20% increase from the same time last year.
So that's a pretty big increase so far.
Exactly. So most people spend their time online shopping, buying gifts for their family members. That contributes to the significant increase of online shopping.
Do you have any sense of what the outcome of that will be? I mentioned at the beginning of this conversation about the importance of buying local. Can you still shop online and support local businesses?
Oh, that's a really good question. One of the things that has been going on since the pandemic is that a lot of the local store, local small business owners are either forced out of the business or they have seen a significant decrease in their sales, store traffic. But some of them has also shifted part of their sales online, which means that if you look at, for example, Amazon Prime Day, a significant increase of their sales actually come from the third-party sellers on their website, not necessarily the Amazon-owned products. Also, Walmart also see a significant increase on their Walmart marketplace. That's a place where the third-party sellers sell. So I do see some of the local business owners shift part of their business online. But for those who are not able to do so, they definitely see a huge hit to their business.
Do you think this increase in online shopping is a direct result of the pandemic?
Yes.
Do you think businesses were ready for it?
Good question. I think the businesses, especially retailers, has been very adaptive since the start of the pandemic, and they have significantly increased their digital capabilities, especially thinking about all the curbside pickups they enabled or buy online, return in store. They significantly improved their whole supply chain capability around digital operations. That was a huge improvement, and if there were not this pandemic, this change will still happen, but probably will take a lot longer than what we see during this pandemic.
Here's a question that's kind of anecdotal. A lot of people are saying ads show up in their social media feeds just by them mentioning in conversation something that they're interested in. Have you done any research or looking into our smart devices listening to what we're saying and then responding with ads?
Interesting. So during one of my shopping sessions on Black Friday, I was on, I think it was bookbrothers.com and looking for some items for my family members. And I realized one of my shopping sessions, it shows a message saying that your session may be hijacked. Some of these things are happening more often during the holiday season. Some consumers will find their session being hijacked. That means that another unauthorized user or malware or ad injection is hijacking that specific session. And what usually happens is that it disrupts our shopping journey. And then the consumers may go to some other competitor's website and so
right.
on and so forth.
Yeah.
And that significantly erodes to the retailer's revenue. So this is an ongoing problem for the whole year around, but especially during the shopping season, because of the surge of online shopping, that's something that retailers should be particularly worried about because a significant percentage of their revenue will be at risk.
I see the retailer's perspective, but what about us, the consumer? Is it safe for us to be and secure for us to be shopping online?
Most of the time, these kind of hijacking happens such that they can redirect the traffic to some other sites. It's not necessarily posing any security risks, but sometimes it does. If the hijack session was purposed to steal information about the consumer. So for the consumers, sometimes it still poses some risks.
Do you think we'll continue to see online shopping being strong even post-pandemic?
Oh, absolutely. I think one of the big change that the pandemic enabled is the consumers are getting more used to shop online. And what is more important is that the retailers, they have changed the way of doing business, and they have greatly enhanced their digital capability. And because of that, it makes consumers' online shopping journey even more convenient, easier. And consumers are more likely to do that even after the pandemic is gone. So this behavioral change, I think we're going to see a really long-lasting effect on how consumers shop and where they shop. This effect is probably going to be much longer staying with us.
That's Jun Lee, Associate Professor of Technology and Operations at the University of Michigan Ross School of Business. Thanks for talking to us.
Thank you.